Welcome to the Crewcast, where we cruise through this week's biggest topics. We're your hosts, Shia Vavore,
Bo Bender,
and Matt Kimmick.
And our sound guy, Haskell, is behind the mic. Say hi, Haskell.
Hello.
Look, Bo, somebody's calling.
Is that Father Chris who's calling?
Yeah, I think I'll answer it. Hey, Father Chris, what are your words of wisdom for this week?
Hey, Crewcast, you have my words of wisdom this week. The three ways a person is sin, the way he sees himself, the ways others see him, and the way God sees him. And the most important is how God sees you. So as you begin this week, look and strive to please God in all that you do, because God is all that matters, first and foremost.
Wow. Thank you, Father Chris, for those words of wisdom.
You're welcome. Stay blessed, and let's remain united in prayer.
Amen. This past week, the juniors met about CSI for the first time. We have our CSI leader, Ms. Pilgrim, with us to discuss what CSI will look like this year. Hi, Ms. Pilgrim.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Wonderful.
So, Ms. Pilgrim, could you please explain to us what CSI is, essentially?
So, we have each of our high school grades. They're required to have so many service hours. What we like to do for our junior class is make it be a specific week. It is typically in March. And that way the senior or the junior class can come together and spend some time together before they become the seniors of the next year. So that's part of the reason why we do it together for our junior class before they become seniors. But the main purpose of it is for them to be out in the community, whether it's here in the East Texas area or we have out-of-state projects, sometimes out of the country, for them to go serve people in need, whether it's disaster relief or helping the poor or just whatever is something that they're interested in.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah.
As far as we know, Ms. Pilgrim, Ms. Carney was the head of CSI last year. So as the new head of CSI, what are your plans and vision for this year?
So my goal this year is to challenge the junior class. I asked all of them to try to consider doing something that is not easy, something that they are passionate about. This is one of the opportunities that helps students be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus. It was something that I told them about that is something that I love to hear, and it's just a great opportunity for them. So my real goal is for them to do something that's a little bit out of their comfort zone.
Sounds great.
I like that. I remember last year we had a really large group for our CSI group. So I was wondering, are there gonna be any limitations to size in groups this year?
So there's not a limitation to the maximum amount unless the location that they're looking at has a maximum amount. But we are having a minimum to where the smallest group this year can be 6 students. So we have to at least have 6 students for each group. But I would love it if they would actually do the entire grade together, but that probably would not happen.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be kind of hard to do.
It's a lot of people. But,
yeah, it was fun last year with a big group, though.
Yeah, so it's good with a big group.
Yeah, I agree.
Along those lines, so like, I know a lot of students sometimes just want CSI to just be a fun trip with their friends. How will you ensure that it's not just a fun trip with your friends and actually like getting work done and volunteering and helping people?
So it's impossible to keep friends going together. But again, that was another challenge I gave them, to try to pick groups out of their comfort zone with people that maybe they weren't as familiar with. Even though it is a small class, they know everybody, but it's different when it's not your close friend. But we can't prevent that, but if there is a group that has a maximum amount and more than the certain amount of people want to go, we are going to require every student that's interested basically kind of apply and say why they want to be in that group. And if it exceeds that amount, the school within the administration will kind of talk to different people and choose that. But again, I'm encouraging them to not pick where they're going based off of their friend group.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I hear we have to fundraise money to pay for the trips for the CSI. When will this fundraising start and how can we contribute?
So the group is submitting all of their information to us within the next month. Once we have their details, they will also, the students will be coming up with their fundraising ideas. Hopefully they will talk to the senior class to see some of the ideas that worked out best for them. And it will probably start, I would say, sometime in October, November. I would like for them to have all their fundraising complete, hopefully by November.
Wow.
So if it's possible. And just a little note for next year to make it easier, we're going to start having where you can help is the sophomores will go ahead and start fundraising this school year. So hopefully in the future, we will always have it paid for before the next school year comes around. So we'll always be working ahead of schedule.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
So is there anything else you'd like to say about CSI or about yourself, you know?
Other than I'm just very excited. I love CSI. I hope that all of the junior class keeps an open mind. I would love for the seniors to talk to the juniors about their experience and why it was a good experience for them and to share just the positive feedback I heard from them when it was over. So they understand why we're challenging them and why to not take the easy road and why not to just go with your friends. Because I think some of you that are part of this interview here could share some of those experiences too. So I would love it if you would help them understand why CSI is a great experience.
Yes, yes. CSI was amazing last year. And I would be happy to share with the juniors about how much fun we had.
So would I.
Yeah. So thank you, Ms. Pilgrim, for coming on our podcast. We loved your insights and we hope to see you again in the near future.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, now let's get into the schedule of this week's events. So starting on Monday, we have no school.
Woo! Yeah.
So what are y'all plans for Labor Day weekend?
I'm going to be hunting doves in West Texas.
Interesting. Are you going to eat the doves?
Maybe.
Oh. Matthias, what are your plans?
I'm going to be in Galveston this weekend. I've never been before, so that should be pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. You'll have fun. I don't even know what I'm doing this weekend, but we'll see. Well, let's get into the events. So, Tuesday.
All right. So, on Tuesday, we have a JV and varsity volleyball games at Cumberland. JV's at 5 and varsity's at 7.
And it's a white day. Yeah, we're starting off on a white day. On Wednesday, we have a green day and we have no masks, so regular school uniform. There are ninth and 10th grade parent meetings from 6:15 to 7.
Thursday, it's a white day. It's going to be spirit shirt and jeans. Middle school, y'all got PSIA tryouts during advisory. There's also a middle school volleyball game against Christian Heritage in Longview. And then finally, middle school football is playing All Saints. At All Saints. Friday, we have our first Friday Mass. There's volleyball games at Carlisle starting at 4:30. Varsity cross country meet at the UT Tyler Invitational. That'll be at 5:30. And then finally, varsity football is playing Founders Classical in Louisville.
On Saturday, there's a middle school volleyball tournament at Hawkins. And it is an ACT National Testing Day, which Gorman is hosting, starting at 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Middle school cross country will also have a meet at Sulphur Springs starting at 8 a.m. And from 1 to 4, there is a Future Crusader Cheer Clinic. So make sure to be there, because I remember when I did that, and that was pretty fun. All right. So let's get into our next segment. Let's ask Bo.
This is the part of the show where we get questions from you, the students of Bishop Gorman, and Bo answers them for you. Let's get into this week's question. So a middle school girl said, "My best friend really knows I like this boy and I've liked him for a long time. My best friend would always root for me and this boy and say that he likes me. But I just found out that the boy I like and my best friend have been talking behind my back and apparently they like each other. What should I do? Should I stay friends with her? She said she didn't want to hurt me by telling me, but I feel more betrayed than anything."
Well, this reminds me of one time my friend stole my chocolate muffin. I'm not going to say any names, but you know who you are. This really hurt my feelings, so I decided to tell my friend that it hurt my feelings and decided to get me another muffin. Voicing our concerns is important. For me, it was a muffin. For you, it's a guy. That's it for Ask Bo.
You know what, Bo? I think that was a great response. I think all of our listeners will be able to relate to that on a personal level. And yeah, I think they can all learn something from this. If you want to be the one to ask Bo, be on the lookout for a Google form in your email in the near future.
Thanks for cruising through the week with us. Tune in every week so you don't have to ask yourself, what did I miss?